Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Uh-oh, Harry and Meghan were spotted pulling into Oprah Winfrey's mansion over the weekend, sparking fears there's another bombshell interview in the works. The Mirror reports the couple were snapped driving into the 70-acre property in Montecito, California, on Saturday afternoon. Images show Prince Harry driving in the front seat of a black Range Rover with a woman next to him believed to be PAL actress Janina Gavankar. Meghan was seen in the middle seat behind them with what appears to be a baby seat next to her, but it is unclear if either child were with them. The journey from their mansion to Oprah's is said to be a 5-minute drive. The trio were said to have been at Oprah's house for about an hour before leaving, sources told the DailyMail.com. While the thought of another Oprah special leaves some royal podcasters salivating, it may not be the only drama soon to come. Meghan's ex-friend, Lizzie Cundy, told the Daily Star, "Let's wait for the Netflix show that comes out. I'm sure we'll see far more than the Queen or the other royals would want on there. There's a reason or purpose they were there. Sadly for me, I don't think it's for the Queen. I think it's for Netflix, for the money, and the right thing for her to do, in my eyes, would be at the side of her father who's had a massive stroke. Netflix has been banned, but I'm sure they will find a way. They were told they would be on the balcony, but they were determined to be part of this. It is fair to say the royals are more worried about Meghan than Prince Andrew." It's all a shame, as royal biographer Andrew Morton says Meghan would have been a great royal. He said, "The great tragedy, I think, is that Meghan and Harry didn't give it long enough to see whether they could give it a go. They were on the out almost before the wedding music had finished. Meghan is a natural. I've got pictures of her when she was age 10 leading a march against the first Gulf War at school. The local TV cameras turned up and she was there giving interviews. She spoke at the United Nations with Hillary Clinton. She had the great possibility of using her talent and her position to make a genuine change to the world. I don't think she's going to make such a change living in Montecito. Not without the help of Oprah, anyway." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by the new podcast, The Best Song Ever This Week. Each week, music journalist Scott Frampton takes a quick dive into a song and what makes it special. Different genres, different eras, old, new, but mostly old. This week's best song ever is the Isley Brothers' Summer Breeze. Follow The Best Song Ever This Week wherever you get your podcasts. Kate enjoyed some beer and playing football at Newmarket Racecourse as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Kate and William recently attended the first ever Cambridgeshire County Day. The Mirror describes the County Day as a day of festivities, including racing performances and more than 100 stalls. Kate, dressed in a patterned dress and nude wedges, was seen excitedly kicking a football at a target in front of impressed crowds. Before giving it a go, Kate told the crowd it would be difficult as she was wearing wedges. After taking a shot, the Duchess shook the hand of a boy who had been playing before her and said, "You did better than I did." Not to be outdone, Prince William also bravely gave it a shot, despite donning a navy suit and suede shoes. The pair were there seen sipping on a cold beer to cool off as they cheerily spoke to several stallholders and also sampled chocolate. Unfortunately for Kate, not everyone loves her new portrait. Writing in the Daily Mail, art critic Anne Wilson tore the painting to shreds, blasting it as petulant and as dead as a dodo. He said, "Kate looks like a strangely boring doll as the portrait doesn't show her inner magic. The real Duchess of Cambridge cheers everybody up with her radiant smile. However, the figure in this painting is wistful, slightly petulant, and actually unrecognizable as our Kate." Writing in the Times, Rachel Campbell-Johnson slammed the picture for making the couple look like mannequins. She said, "Here is a swagger portrait for the modern-day monarchy. They can't look too flashy. They mustn't dress too flamboyantly." And there you have it. If you'd like to email us,